Welcome to the South Coast Botanic Garden Update. The holidays are coming to a close and we look forward to the new year. Come to walk the garden and kick off your exercise program for the new year. Go to southcoastbotanicgarden.org to make your reservations. And if you have not yet gotten to the Glow Experience, it'll be around until January 10th and you do need special reservations. Don't forget your mask and head to the garden. The weather may be chilly and we're getting some rain, so it's not too surprising that some of the spring and summer flowering plants are rewarding us with early blooms. As we head into the garden in the children's garden, the sea lavender, also known as status, is beginning to bloom. If you grow it in your garden at home, it's a wonderful dried flower. Just cut the stalks before the blooms are fully open and hang it upside down in a cool, dry place until it's completely dry. Another interesting bloom is on the snail vine. This vine is evergreen in our temperate climate and grows over the big arch in the middle entrance to the children's garden. It's just now beginning to put forth a few of the lovely lavender blooms that are oddly shaped and give the plant its common name. The demonstration beds are being readied for spring planting, but one bed of perennials, the merlot-colored African daisy, is blooming. This plant is a hybrid and makes an excellent ground cover if you like something about 10 inches high and that will rebloom during the cool season lasting well into April or May. Walking along the paved road into the garden, we'll take you to the cactus collection and a couple of wonderful blooms to see this week. In the agave collection, there's a beautiful Malapati aloe, which is sending up flower spikes that attract the hummingbirds. This aloe is native to the northern part of South Africa and is found wild mainly in Botswana and Zimbabwe. Also in the aloe collection, but just across from the formal cactus collection, is the variegated prickly pear. Later in the season, it will be covered with these fabulous yellow and rose-colored flowers, but for now, there's just a few to enjoy. Continue walking Tram Road, and you will see a young firewheel tree just past Lakeview Road and on the right-hand side. This plant is in the Protea family, and while the blooms appear only sporadically, you can tell it's a Protea when you look at them. There are a few firewheel trees in the garden, and most of them are about 30 feet tall, which is what they usually grow to in Southern California. However, in their natural habitat, which is the Australian rainforest, these trees can grow to about 100 feet tall, but remain only about 15 to 20 feet wide. In Southern California, they make an excellent landscaping tree. If you take a walk down Acacia Loop, there's an area of naturalized double yellow narcissus just coming up. These are a sunny first reminder that even though we're in the middle of winter, spring is really just around the corner for us. If you continue along Acacia Loop, when you get to the road where it joins back up to Tram Road, you will see maidenhair or ginkgo biloba trees. This plant is thought to have survived since prehistoric times and is the last of its family of plants. The interesting thing about these trees is that while most of the deciduous plants in the garden are now naked, these trees are still holding tight to some of their golden colors from the fall. We hope you enjoy your visit to the garden. Please check back with us to get current updates.